Is it, what did you just say?
I said fag music.
It's fag music. Mm. That's because that's what
like
we,
cigarette.
We, that's what we play.
Sure, cigarette.
Because we play in Lawrence, Kansas, and everybody calls us fags.
That's
and we're very happy.
Are you glad about that?
Yeah, sure. Okay. Fag music rocks.
Okay.
Happy fags.
But I don't know what you call it. It's just I don't know. It's just the only.
Do we have to call it anything?
No, you don't, and that's the point.
Okay.
You just call it rock, I guess.
I guess rock.
Because it's all pretty rockin'.
It's a four-letter word.
Yeah.
You can use it. Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, I long time ago, I thought alternative was like, and that was used like very sparingly, like Butthole Surfers and, you know,
well,
James Addiction.
Well, you said new wave, and I saw you were here during the flashback lunch.
Uh-huh.
And
well,
you were singing along to one of those new wave songs. I can't remember which one.
I think I was making up lyrics I didn't know, but, you know, like when I was in high school and all the kids were way into Carole King and Jeff the Fish. And
see,
and
you lived out here.
Yeah, I did.
Until,
lived like, behind the Orange Curtain for, I don't know, 3 years.
Uh-huh.
And other places as well.
And then you left and
left
went
New York.
To New York. And
mm-hmm.
That's where you've been ever since.
Mm-hmm. And that's where I found these people.
Just found them?
Yeah. And like I said,
no one was using them. They were spare people.
Yeah.
So you just decided.
Well, no, they made themselves available.
Oh, that's cool.
Except
this
one. We're being used, all right. Don't
worry. Well, cool. You want to play a song?
Sure.
You are ready to go? Let's
play
do it.
A Jeff Buckley song.
Okay, cool. Because some guy called up and requested
Jeff Buckley song.
Yeah.
But are you going to play it?
Yeah.
I'm very sorry, people. And if I warm up?
That is, was, and always will be Jeff Buckley, live on 106.7 K-Rock, K-R-O-Q, Last Goodbye from the album Grace. The guy that called up and requested it, Beavis or Butthead, I can't remember his name, actually.
Oh, don't diss.
No. His name was actually J.D. And he thought that song was called Kiss Me, but I told
that's
him.
That's cool.
I set him straight. Yeah.
It's quite all right.
That's part of the lyrics, so
yeah, it is.
It's okay.
Now, Kiss Me.
Yeah, do you? Yeah, can you play Kiss Me by that guy, Jeff Buckley?
Kiss me.
A lot of people actually say that.
Yeah.
I've heard it called
that
before.
Yeah. So a lot of people, or at least People Magazine, have called you, Jeff Buckley, one of the 50 most beautiful people in the world.
They can all burn in hell.
So did you agree to like a photo shoot? Or
not
did,
at all. Actually, no? People Magazine, and I hope somebody's listening, but People Magazine is the kind of magazine that sends people down to like my part of the neighborhood to do an article on me without my participation. And they query my friends, like, you know,
well, what's he like?
You know, oh,
what's
I see.
What's he do? What does he say?
Right.
What's it like? Blah, blah, blah.
And, you know, nobody ever calls me. So that's going to show up. Some article's going to show up in People Magazine someday.
So you didn't find it like an honor or funny or anything to be?
Are you kidding? It's People Magazine.
So, I mean, you did see the comedy.
It's worth a trip to the dumpster, but...
Right. You
know, so it's something to read on the toilet, is People Magazine.
Right.
Although they were the first magazine that told me about Kiss.
Really?
Way back in the day. And
Kiss!
The band,
yeah. Right.
Not the song.
Right.
But,
not the song by Jeff Buckley.
Kiss, or me, or something like that.
But People Magazine, I mean, like, you know... Yeah, me and Demi Moore and all this... I mean,
because you guys hang out all the time.
All the time!
You know, I also... Demi are like inseparable.
Throw it away, give it to your parrot, put it in his cage. It's useless, really.
Well, it's something.
No,
but
no,
I mean, it is, it
nothing.
Is, well, even without People Magazine, I mean, you are a postmodern babe, as our friend over at Hits Magazine would call you, Karen Glauber.
Yeah, but the industry people work at Hits Magazine.
Right, but I mean, you're a good looking guy, Jeff. You're just gonna have to deal with it.
Thank you.
Well, it was meant as a compliment.
But it's funny that I myself haven't read it, but I saw it.
I actually didn't see it, but everyone told me about it.
Yeah, so. It's hard. I don't know, it was hard to be the way I am and still be, like, deep or feel pain or whatever. And it's quite an honor to be misunderstood by such a wretched publication. Speaking of... What another song?
Yeah, can we wait like a couple of minutes?
Yeah.
And we'll have another Jeff Buckley song?
Good.
Kiss Me.
I need to warm up.
Because right. We're not going to make you do
we're gonna
the
do
last
all,
goodbye
we're
again.
We're going to do I Love You. Okay. I'm Afraid to Love You.
Okay, so we'll do that next on K-Rock. It is 106.7 K-Rock, K-R-O-Q, FM, Pasadena, Los Angeles. Tammy here with you and Jeff Buckley in studio with his band. And we're putting on various oils and scents and so that we can play the next song. But I did want to ask you about something. The last, maybe we don't need the special oils, but I thought they enhanced the performance.
Yeah. Well,
the special oil that someone gave you last night in San Diego.
Well, you know, anything that makes you feel pretty, it makes you feel a bit more comfortable.
Well, yeah, how about that? Drink prices just went up because the lights just
went
down.
I just turned the lights down. Now we're all going to fall asleep.
The last time I saw you was at Luna Park.
You saw me?
Yeah, I was at Luna Park.
That's a great place.
Yeah, I love that place. I'd never been there before and haven't been since. But you do this like jazzy 20s radio voice kind of like thing. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, the break on through the other side thing? It's
I don't
a non-smoking
know.
Place.
But, just, L.A., man.
I just found out. Were you smoking here?
I mean, well, I'm not going to kick you out. I wouldn't kick you out for something.
You know a day destroys a night. Night divides a day. Try to run, try to hide. You better break on through to the other side.
I didn't even know it was break on through.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize.
It's
I
a little
just,
known,
like,
it's a little known 20s hit.
Yeah. Yeah. By that great 20s jazz singer guy, Jim Morrison, right?
Was it?
Yeah, I think so.
I thought it was like Wally in the Orbits or something.
It was them too. They covered it. Actually.
Smoking Joe Schwartz and his Red Hots.
Hey everybody, it's Jeff Buckley playing tonight at the American Legion Hall.
Jeff Buckley and his crawling king snakes.
The lizard king, Jeff Buckley. So tonight at
I'm
the American
armpit
Legion...
king. I can stink anything.
I'm the armpit king. I can stink anything.
Now, do you like get a certain vibe from different places that you play? Do
definitely.
You, like, so it affects the performance?
All the time. Okay. It's really, yeah. Not only is every city different, but every single venue is different. And right. the kind of people that go there. Last night we were at San Diego University, and we played an early show in a place that was heavily carpeted. It looked like an assembly hall, which it probably was. And it was very, the set was strongest when it was quiet. And in other places, like we played in a big shed in Austin at the Liberty Lunch, which is like basically a
hayloft, hoedown little sort of hang, baby.
And you know, it was best when we were blasting, and best when we had like ultimate energy on stage. But every place is different, and the people too, the city around, affects it. It's imperceptible, but it makes me feel different. It's very different to be in New Orleans than it is to be in Chicago.
To be in Los Angeles,
to be in Los Angeles, to be anywhere.
So tomorrow when you play at Tower Records Westwood, is the lighting in the store? They usually have the...
Wow, what a cool chord. Hold on. Anyway, what?
No,
lighting?
Yeah, the lighting at the Tower Records Westwood when you play there tomorrow.
Yeah.
Is that going to affect you negatively? Or are you going to need to wear special glasses?
Oh, you mean the fluorescence?
Yeah.
No, I mean, you know, I've had straight jobs, I know.
Really? You used to work like retail or something?
As a matter of fact, I used to work at the Magic Hotel on Franklin Avenue, right next to the Magic Club, 3 or 4 years, and I worked as a janitor, I worked as an electrician's apprentice, I've done some really crappy things. But actually, that was fun, electrician's apprentice. But I've time and time and time, stinking time again, applied for a job at Tower Records, and I never got one.
Maybe tomorrow.
They never, ever...
Maybe no, I'm not tomorrow. Going back there, man. Well, no, you dissed me once, man. You don't get a repeat performance, man. Because I tried.
They'll see. They'll all see.
They'll all see. They hated me because I was perfect. I knew everything. I knew where Susie and the Banshees were. I knew where Mariah Carey was. The Lion King. I knew it all.
2, 3, 4... Let me sleep tonight on your couch. Remember the smell of the fabric of your simple city dress.
And the wind blew an invocation, but I fell asleep at the gate. And I never stepped on the cracks, 'cause I knew I'd leave my mother. I couldn't awake from the nightmare that sucked me in and pulled me under.
Hey.
love you. I love you, but I'm afraid to love you.
Thank you. Jeff Buckley on 106.7 K-Rock, KROQ. And that was great. That was awesome. From your album, Grace. We're going to move some units tomorrow at Tower Westwood. I'm kidding. It's like a joke. I mean, it'll probably sell some extra albums, but I don't think you really care. You're just into performing, yes? No?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I thought.
Yeah, I mean, if the record sells, who could ask for more? But other than that, there's not much you can count on.
But that's very cool.
Is it wrong not to live in your heart? No, it's not wrong, but I must know.
Come on, let's play some Smiths. One. Come on. We're at KROQ.
You know, Morrissey bought a house, paid £1 million cash for it because he'd never heard of a mortgage.
That's smart.
That's Morrissey for you.
Well,
he might show up tonight.
What?
He's a big Jeff Buckley fan.
What are you talking about?
You didn't know that?
You're
wouldn't
kidding.
Wouldn't you be honored if Morrissey, like, covered one of your songs? Would you be?
It would never happen, but yes, of course I would.
Oh, is there someone that you really admire that if they did your song, you would take it as a big compliment?
Stephen Morrissey.
Besides Morrissey.
Besides Morrissey?
Yeah, besides Stephen Patrick.
Axl Rose,
Jason Patrick... Nikki Taylor,
Luke Perry,
definitely.
Well, they're probably all going to show up tonight because, you know.
Maybe they're huddled they're putting together in a crowd so I can shoot them all at once.
Well, they're putting together a Jeff Buckley tribute album. It was supposed to be a surprise, but
it's
now you blew it.
Slay me.
Well,
are you serious? No. Are you serious about Morrissey?
You never know.
Straight okay. up. It's just another
lie. I don't want to ruin the surprise.
Forget about it. Don't make me
any
more nervous.
Don't make me go
there.
Don't make me go down there.
Don't
make me go to that bad place.
Well,
all right.
Don't make me go there.
All right, Jeff Buckley, tonight at the American Legion Hall.
You cannot tell me about a big star coming to my show.
With Soul Coughing.
Because I will be so nervous. You check out Soul Coughing, baby.
They are good.
They're great. I love them.
And then tomorrow at the Tower Records in Westwood.
Right. Is that at 5 o'clock?
I think that's at about 5 o'clock tomorrow, but get there early.
Yeah.
Type of deal.
And who's going to be there?
Jeff Buckley.
And?
And band.
No, and who else?
Morrissey?
Richard Blythe.
Oh, is Richard going to be there?
Yeah, he's going to be there. It's going to be great.
Well, then
it's going to be
count
a
me
Westwood
in.
Hang.
All right, well, thanks for coming by and playing that Jeff Buckley song here on
K-Rock. Thanks for having us.
All right.
Wow.